to Wine and Dine in LA with Anush. Today I'm visiting San Marino Cafe and Marketplace, which is located in Pasadena. It's a wonderful small cafe where you can get the best avocado toast. I'm sure there's more things which we are going to talk. My guest is Linda. And we are sitting actually outside of the cafe, and if you are hearing cars go by or people in the background working, that's life. So that's what we're doing. We're in the cafe eating, enjoying this beautiful California weather, and having the most fun conversation. And I hope you are enjoying it as well, as much as I am. Thank you, Linda. Thank you so much for this inspiring story. Truly inspirational. I'm still thinking it's like, how wonderful that you have decided to switch from the banking into the owning a cafe with this wonderful food and then connecting the people together. Let's talk a little bit about the menu. How did you decide what to serve and what to make, and how your cultural background is impacting what you have on the menu?
So, I was a little bit challenged because we didn't have, a full kitchen. So it was going to be a little bit tricky on, in the small space, how we're going to be able to get delicious food out that would separate us from other nearby competitors and still slightly infuse some of my background. At the time, we're only talking 4 years ago, but, there was this big avocado toast boom, I think, over the last 10 years. And I definitely knew I wanted to do a, Mediterranean California cuisine type of thing. And, hummus is something that we've grown up with. And it's kind of braided through our menu. We top it on our avocado toast with giardiniera. We sprinkle feta on everything. Even my marketplace salad, which is my most popular salad, it's kind of our cob. It has feta on it. And those are cheeses that I grew up with. I make a coconut curry potato soup. And ooh, curry potato was something that I grew up with in my home. We did the rice and the stews, but I added the coconut component to it. We used an apple chutney from Armenia. It's beautiful.
It's okay, just a motorcycle drove by.
As I was talking about our amazing apple chutney from Armenia, and I make a turkey melt with it.
That sounds so good.
It's really good. We do the melted fontina with red onion, sliced turkey, and this apple chutney, and then we press it on multigrain, and it's a hit. Stuffed grape leaves, and on my charcuterie boards, I use Armenian apricot jams and the Armenian cherry jams. So I've infused a lot of that as much as I can into everything. And then, of course, the Armenian wines.
I was going to say, you also have a wonderful, wonderful selection of Armenian wines. And so many questions, but if somebody comes to the cafe, can they purchase a bottle and drink it here, or can they drink it by a glass, or how does that work?
All of the above. So you can purchase a bottle, and you can drink the bottle here, you can purchase by the glass. We rotate what we serve on by the glass, but definitely a lot of people do come in. So most of my clientele are not Armenian, except this little shift happened during the war. A lot of Armenians started to discover, oh, there's this Armenian-owned business over there in San Marino by Pasadena, and we got a little bit of traction. But for the most part, I do not have Armenian clientele. But with that said, I have so many people who will find a bottle of wine, Armenian wine, and say, oh my gosh, this is Armenian wine. And, we start talking about the revival and the Renaissance and the Arani grape variety. And it's a really beautiful thing that happens that I'm always touched. And, people come up to me and they're like, are you Armenian? I'm like, well, I gave it away. And they're like, the wine.
Well, that's wonderful. I love wine, particularly Armenian wine has a very special place in my heart. And seeing, you know, walking into, well, I've seen it on the pictures and videos, but walking in through the doors of your cafe and having the Armenian wine front and centered and displayed so beautifully just makes me, melts my heart. I was going to ask, you know, who are your customers, and do you have, I'm sure you have some customers who are regulars, and do you know already what they're going to order?
Yes.
Is that fun? Is that fun part
yeah,
of
100%,
the-
and they absolutely love it. So part of my, you know, as we talked about my medium, my passion is food, but when I boil it down, it's really my love for feeding people and watching them take a bite, or understanding that moment where, you know, food, it impacts them. And for me, that's very, very special. So I'm really, and in this business, you know, so I'm gonna give it away here. I'm really bad at names, but I will remember the way you want your sandwich, the way you want your coffee, the way you enjoy your sorbet. I'll remember all of those things because I really don't know why. It's a personal exchange that happens, I think, between, you know, the server and the patron, and service is something very important to me. I love to take care of people. I'm a caretaker, kind of by nature. I love to watch things grow. I'm a businesswoman, right? But I love to feed people and nurture them. I've had people come to my counter and be like, you know, amazed. I had one woman cry at the counter and say, you know, Linda, I've never been a regular anywhere.
Aww.
You always know the way I want things. You always know what I'm going to order you. And that's huge, right? That's
that
like,
is,
okay, I just want it life.
That is the best. I mean, that is the best way. There's the answer to your success. You know, it's you. Because you know, you're not just cooking, but you are there. I'm sure you have heard a lot of stories of their, you know, with the kids, what's going on with the kids, what's going on with the family, what's going at the work. You know, they come here not only for food, but also for like soul food, right? To talk, to share. Which brings me to a very, not a very pleasant part of the conversation, but I wanted to ask and I wanted you to share how you dealt with the situation and how the community came to help you. A month ago, you have been broken into, and that was a very difficult and scary experience.
Yeah, that one was a hard one for me. It's like, you know, you think, okay, I've been through all these things, I can go through that, but And you know, we discussed the not taking things personal, but I did. I took it very personal. I think because I try to take care of people so much, and because I lend myself in a way that it feels so natural to me and who I am, that when I walked into my cafe at 6 o'clock in the morning and there was shattered glass everywhere and they had taken the rock, and you know, when forensics came down, they marked off the area, and then we found the rock. So somebody like actively took this big rock and threw it through the window, and it was striking, and I could feel it in my heart. And I started, you know, I videotaped that moment thinking, okay, I'm just going to put it out there and that this happened. And I started crying. And next thing I know, all of these, you know, my community, my Armenian community, I'm going to start crying right now.
I know, me too.
I mean, oh my gosh, they, you know, they could feel it. They heard my heart. And that's who we are,
yeah,
right? We know pain. We understand pain. It's in our DNA. And you heard me, you know,
yeah,
my Armenian sisters and brothers, you know, you shared the story. And I mean, people came into the cafe and they're like, oh my God, we're here for you. I met the most amazing people. And I thought, you know what? I mean, you see how like this terrible thing, the only thing that came out of it was good. The only thing that came out of it was beauty and love and you know, and then that was part of what I said, you know, you cannot break me,
yeah.
my spirit,
yeah.
you cannot, and that's very telling of us as Armenians, you cannot break our spirit. They will try, and our enemy has tried and tried and tried, but we will always just support each other. We'll be there for each other. We have our problems, but
oh, yeah.
well, boy, do when we need to get together, we're getting together.
Exactly. The community, it was just heartbreaking to see anyone to go through that, but when everybody else learned that, plus you are an Armenian, it was, everybody was just wanted to share with everyone that, you know, go support, go eat. And I mean, how can you like, once I'm sure like once you come to the cafe and eat this delicious food, I'm still like eyeing the corner of my eye, the half of the other avocado sandwich. It's amazing. It's wonderful to have the community. And I guess that's again goes to answer that whatever you put out there comes back to you. All the love and genuine feelings and sincerity that you put out there, that's what people feel and they appreciate it, which is
and
amazing.
I was just so humbled. And people would come in and, you know, people I didn't know, they'd be ordering a sandwich and we're crying together at the counter, you know, and they're like, Linda, I feel like I know you. And I'm like, I you know, that's how it is. We kind of do
yeah.
know each other, don't we?
Yeah. yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's very, not sure about anyone else in the world, any other race or ethnicity, that no matter where we meet each other, we instantly like feel like we are supposed to be together.
Right.
Like we have to talk to each other, take care of each other, maybe get on each other's nerves after a while.
There's family.
But it's like family.
Family.
Yeah. You can get away. Well, I'm sorry for what happened, but your positive outlook on things makes things much easier.
Yes, yes. And the community coming together and taking care of me. You know, I say I'm a caretaker, but boy, did my community took care of me, and I'm ever so grateful for that. And that's what we did. We took care of each other. It's a wonderful feeling to be on this end of it.
It's beautiful. Well, we haven't, I just realized that we have not given the address or more information on how the listeners can come and eat, support, have a good time, order catering, and we can maybe talk a little bit about what other services you offer right now. So why don't we share the address and the location?
Sure. So San Marino Cafe and Marketplace, we're located at 2507 Mission Street in San Marino, California, tucked right between South Pasadena and Pasadena. CafeSanMarino.com is a great place to take a look at what our menu looks like. My Instagram page is, though, kind of where I land always. It's San_Marino_Cafe. And we always put up pictures of all the yummy food and all the things that are happening, so you can always find everything that's going on there on our Instagram and Facebook pages.
Wonderful. Easy to remember, San Marino Cafe, so just Google it if you forgot it, but I will put the links with the interview. A few more questions, but I wanted to take a little bit detour, and maybe if you can share, like before the break I was wondering if you can give a good perspective on how to put together a cheese board,
sure.
or how to do a picnic, because you go to the store and you get like overwhelmed by the amount. Like what are the key like anchors that to have on the boards?
Absolutely. So I have always found that a great cheese and any type of cracker or some kind of rustic baguette and something sweet always goes well. I don't know if it's my Armenian background or what, but we put jam on everything.
Mm-hmm.
I particularly love to do a blue. Always uh-huh. have some type of a blue cheese. Honey or jam. Some type of a baguette or cracker. and you know, you can keep your cheese on ice if you want to go to the beach and do something like that. And even on a charcuterie board, what I love to do is take all of my cheese and drizzle it in honey and throw nuts on top of it,
mm-hmm.
or put a nice apricot jam on top of the cheese and throw like raspberries on it. And then as you're eating the cheese, you're getting that sweetness, you're getting the savory, and who doesn't like sweet and savory? I don't know, I love it. As far as meats go and charcuterie, what I found, one of the most beautiful flavor tastes is to do, and right now is the season, there are these beautiful ruby red grapefruits out there in the world. Take the grapefruit, cut it, do slices, and eat it with prosciutto.
Ooh.
It is exceptional. And if wow. you really want to get crazy, take a cracker, put a little bit of ricotta on it. Take your prosciutto and put the apricot, grapefruit on top of it. It's a beautiful, beautiful Ooh. Flavor. Yeah. So it's you can keep it very simple. It doesn't have to be like so complicated.
Yeah.
I make these
just the right pieces that go together.
Exactly.
So how do you come up with these ideas? Like, you know, these flavor profiles, you know, what happens? Do you just dream about it?
I do. You know, I don't know if I'm a fake and a phony here, but everything, it really happens in the moment for me. That's who I am. Things are born in the moment. Charcuterie boards happened by accident for me. I started, you know, somebody had asked me, oh, can you do one? This was years ago. And I said, yeah, of course, why not? And then I started playing with flavors. I would take like, you know, persimmon and I'd grill it on our panini press.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd put that on the board with manchego. I would take the apricots and I'd put the apricots in the oven and then smash them down a little bit and do them with the ricotta.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I started doing different things. And for me, it's flavor is a big thing, but texture too.
Mm-hmm.
I love Very the way important. It feels. It's all part of that makeup. And I think people who love food and wine have those same type of feelings. You know, it has to taste, it has to feel a certain way. So it's really all, you know, accidental experimenting.
I love it. I mean, wine goes together with the food. And so when you are in the wine industry, food becomes a very big part of it. And I mean, it's just, and when I truly say that I absolutely love the avocado, it's not that I'm just trying to be nice, but it just hits all profiles. Like, it's the savory, it's the salty, it's the crunchy, it's warm, it's cold, it's creamy, you know, all of that is there. So it just, like, in your mouth, it just creates this wonderful, I mean, if I didn't have to drive, I would definitely have a glass of white wine with it. But next time, with next friends, time. Yeah.
And avocado toast really became a thing here. It's a big deal. We have so many different, I always say we have 4,273 ways to do avocado toast. Because we do. You're going to get avocado toast with Croatian fig jam and brie. You can get avocado toast with hummus and this beautiful East Coast jardinera. Today we mixed applewood smoked bacon and feta and heirloom tomatoes for yours. And then smoked salmon and capers and red onion. I mean, so we have all of, if it's for the person who really enjoys food.
Yeah.
But it's that elevated sandwich lunch spot.
Yeah, so absolutely. Well, delicious, wonderful conversation. Let's see, we are about out of time. We have just a couple of minutes. I wanted to ask you this big question, you know, what is your ultimate goal?
To move to Maldives and not do anything ever. No. So honestly, I would like to get the cafe to a point where I can replicate it. There is a businesswoman inside of me. I think it's the merchant Armenian background that I have. While I love food and I love to feed people, I also believe in, as a woman, as a single mother, I believe in positioning myself to be economically not only independent, but to be able to provide for my community, for my family. And in doing that, I want to grow my business. I do have, I've had investors approach me and want to do things. I have not taken on any investors. This is all self-made at this point. But I would like to duplicate it and have maybe a 3 or 4 or 10 more little projects just like this in different areas.
I know a really good location, right? Yeah. By where I live, which is in West LA. That would be wonderful. Well, that's a beautiful goal, and I'm sure you will get there.
Thank you.
I know, I have zero doubts that you will do it and it will be successful. And I really hope that it's closer to where I live, but I really don't mind driving.
Thank you. The West Side has beautiful food.
It does. It absolutely does. But, you know, not too many Armenian-owned beautiful spots for the food. Thank you, Linda, so much.
Thank you.
This was wonderful, very inspirational, very delicious. Till the next time, I'm sure there's lots of stories that would like to share more, but maybe we need to come up with another time and record another segment.
Absolutely, and just for the record, I'm putting this on the record, I would love to interview you one day because you are so interesting.
It would be my pleasure. Thank you, everyone, for joining, listening. Till next time.